gift certificates. Compliments of Albany and Richmond A&W. Time for your starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Yes, talk to Jesse Nordman. Campers of all sizes, financing available. They will accept your trade, trucks, and so much more. It's all at Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Our lineups, starting lineups, brought to you by those fine folks. Give Jesse a call at 320-761-2783. The Freeport Black Sox taking on the Piers Bulldogs tonight. Piers struggling on the year, 0-8 on the season. Craig Luber leads it off. He's in center field. Peter Schomer will bat second and short. Austin Diekman will bat third. He's at third base. Teddy Daler bats fourth, doing the catching. David Skiba will bat fifth. He's at on the mound tonight, batting sixth. Brandon Diekman at first base. Skip Topes bats seventh. At second base, Andy Leidenfrost to bat eighth, the DH, and Derek Schomer bats ninth, the right fielder. Already going, Craig Lupert's with a chopper over to third, and up with it for the Freeport Black Sox is their third baseman, Nate Mettenberg, and on to first, and 5-3 on the putout of Lupert's. That'll bring Peter Schomer to the plate. Again, that lineup for the Piers Bulldogs, Craig Lupert's, Peter Schomer, and Austin Diekman, Teddy Daler, David Skiba, and Brandon Diekman, Skip Topes, Andy Leidenfrost, and Derek Schomer. And on the mound for the Piers Bulldogs, it's Johnny Casper. On the mound for the Freeport Black Sox, it's left-hander T.J. Ferricks. And the first pitch to Peter Schomer is a strike called, and 0-1. The left-hander Ferricks misses outside in the count 1-1. Jake Bregelman leads it off for the Black Sox. He's doing the DH work tonight. Brian Benson will bat second in left field. Carter Sawyer bats third out in right field. Brandon Sawyer will bat fourth, doing the catching. Eric Eveslog bats fifth. He's at second base as a shot ripped up the middle by Schomer, a base hit. Batting seventh will be Nate Mettenberg at third base. Cody Rose bats eighth at first base. And Trevor Sawyer will bat ninth in center field. The pitcher tonight again, T.J. Ferricks. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. Austin Diekman coming to the plate, the third baseman for the Piers Bulldogs, T.J. Ferricks. Gets set on the mound, works out of the stretch, the left-hander delivers, and there's a nice breaking ball by Ferricks, strike one. Got a little bit of sunshine shining across the playing surface right now. See some darker clouds off to the south and west of Black Sox Park. Lights are on as Ferricks, quick move to first and back safely is Peter Schomer. One on, one out here in the first inning. No score. Our game of the week tonight on KASM coming to you from Freeport. T.J. Ferricks kicks and delivers. And here's a ground ball to second. Up with it at second. They flip to a second to get one, and that's it. So nice play by Eric Eveslog. He goes in the hole between first and second and has to throw back across his body to make the play over to Isaac Sawyer. So two down, score that one, a fielder's choice by Diekman. He's now the base runner, 4-6. Two outs. And to the plate, catcher Teddy Daler. Teddy, a right-handed hitter. Plants himself in the batter's box with Diekman taking a small lead over at first. Ferricks comes home and Diekman follows it off and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Diekman back into the box. This Freeport field is just incredibly nice. What a gorgeous field. As Ferricks pitch, and that's fouled to the screen, and the count now 0-2 to Teddy Daler. Thanks for joining us tonight on AM 1150 on 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. As the pitch just missing outside, Brandon Sawyer set up on that outside corner, and Ferricks, the tees did not entice Daler enough, and the count at 1-2. Diekman takes his lead at first. Holding him there is Cody Rose. And the fastball, a swing and a miss. And Diekman out on, or Daler out on strikes. And that'll do it for the Bulldogs here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We have played a half an inning. The Piers Bulldogs, nothing, and Freeport coming to back. You're listening to Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Back at Black Sox Park, Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. The Bulldogs pitcher taking his warm-ups right now. That is right-hander Johnny Casper. He'll face the likes of Jake Brageman, Brian Benson, and Carter Sawyer. Here in the first, Rob Mettenberg will be coaching over at third base for Freeport. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week, brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Greenwall Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Here we go, Casper's first pitch. The Brageman, a strike called, and 0-1. That Freeport Black Sox team wears the nice, clean white pants. And they have the black jerseys, white numerals, and some trim on them. Pitch number two from Casper, right down the middle, and strike two. 0-2 the count, no score, bottom of the first inning if you're just joining us tonight. Amateur baseball on KASM, the breaking ball from Casper finishes a little bit high in the count at 1-2. Over at third, it's Austin Diekman at shortstop, Peter Schomer at second base, Skip Topes, and at first base, Brandon Diekman has the pitch on the way, and a check swing. They rule it strike three, the home plate umpire does, and Brageman out on strikes. So one out, and that'll bring Brian Benson to the plate. Brian playing with those leggings that are actually the socks that are all the way up to his knees. So he's got that white pants rolled up to his knees tonight. Looks pretty sharp. As Benson steps into the batter's box, the left-handed hitter facing Casper. And the pitch hits the corner, strike one. 0-1 the count. Casper wants to work quickly. Benson steps out of the box. And the pitch just missing outside in the count, 1-1. Carter Sawyer on deck for Freeport. In left field for the Bulldogs appears Johnny, or in, it is Johnny Casper, excuse me. The pitcher is David Skiba. Excuse me, I was looking at the wrong area there. Skiba, the pitcher, as the Skiba delivers, there's a swing and a miss by Brian Benson in the count, 1-2. My 7 looked like a 1, and I apologize. So Skiba on the mound. Right-hander. Casper out in the left in center field. It's Craig Lupertz in the right field, Derek Schomer. Pitches outside a ball in the count 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Skiba's pitch. A little bit inside and the count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, Saturday Night Baseball here on KASM from Freeport. Beautiful park. What they have done here in this community is amazing. A lighted baseball park like this. And a foul tip into the mitt of catcher Teddy Daler, and out on strikes is Benson. So Skiba gets a couple strikeouts to start the ball game. And two Carter Sawyer. And the pitch, a ball to Carter, and 1-0. Carter, left-handed hitter. Nice guy. He opened up the press box for me when I got here tonight. Here's a ground ball to second, knocked down there by Topes, and on to first. 4-3 on the put out of Carter Sawyer. That'll do it for the Black Sox here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in the books. It's Freeport nothing and the Pierce Bulldogs nothing. Back with more Game of the Week baseball in 1 minute here on KASN.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the second inning, T.J. Frerichs taking his warm-up tosses for the Black Sox. Brandon Sawyer down to second base. Mike Sawyer just scoops it out nicely, and we're ready to go, as it will be. David Skiba, the pitcher, leading it off. Skiba, Brandon Diekman, Skip Topes. The 5-6-7 hitters, first pitch to Skiba's a strike called in 0-1. Skiba, right-handed hitter. T.J. Frerichs kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Skiba, strike two. Well, it's two strikes. We got a light breeze that's blowing from left to right here. 325 down that left field line, 325 down the right field line, 380 to straightaway center. Skiba ground ball to third. A real little short hop across the diamond, the throw by Nate Mettenberg, and a 5-3 foot out of Skiba. Bring Brandon Diekman to the plate. Brandon, a right-handed hitter. T.J. Frerichs kicks and delivers. And here's a foul right to the netting, and 0-1. Oh, one to count. Frerichs looks down to Brandon Sawyer, and the pitch is inside to Diekman, and the count, one ball, one strike. There's a pitch a little bit high, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. And a ground ball hits slowly to Sawyer at short. Isaac up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the put up. Brandon Diekman. So far, T.J. Frerichs able to get four ground ball outs of the five outs so far. To the plate, Skip Topes. Skip it one time. It played over at New London Spicer. As Frerichs kicks and delivers, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Really finally turning out to be a pleasant night after a very, very muggy day. Tope's a hard shot to the second, one-hop scoop over there at second by Eric Ebeslog as he just about was on the right field grass, makes the play, and 4-3 on the putout. That'll end the Bulldog second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One and a half. It's Piers nothing and Freeport nothing. More Game of the Week baseball in 1 minute on KASN.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No, hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein with you. Game of the week tonight from Black Sox Park in Freeport. The Black Sox playing host to the Piers Bulldogs. Game of the week broadcast brought to you by Opening Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. In New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasure Lender, and Truck Center are starting lineup sponsors, the Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud and Albany and Richmond A&W, our postgame sponsor tonight. Brandon Sawyer leads off the second inning for the Freeport Black Sox, and the swing and miss by Brandon, strike one, a right-handed hitter. Sawyer takes Skiba's next pitch and rips it to third. Across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout there by third baseman Austin Diekman, and one out. Sawyer hit it hard. Would say that was probably his second or third hardest hit ball of the night. Of course, we had the game's only hit. Peter Schomer had a base hit up the middle back in the first inning. And then that ball to end the second inning, the top of the second by Skip Topes, was hit pretty hard too. But Sawyer ripped it. Nice play over there by Diekman. At the plate, it is Eric Ebeslog, and he gets hit by the first pitch by Skiba. Either that shoulder area or right in the rib cage under the left armpit. So the Black Sox get their first runner tonight. They bring Isaac Sawyer to the plate. Isaac, right-handed hitter. Isaac digs in the batter's box and Skiba's pitch is a strike and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Skiba working from the stretch now with that base runner Ebeslog over at first. Eric gets a pretty nice lead. Skiba taking his time, comes home, and that one bounces up to the plate, bounces away just probably that 10, 15 feet from Teddy Daler, and not enough for Ebeslog to go on to second. Sawyer, a little bit of an open stance, squibs this one foul, and the count, one ball, two strikes. One and two. Skiba ready on the mound, and a swing and a miss. Sawyer's out on strikes. Chase that high fastball, two outs. And to the plate, Nate Mettenberg. With Ebeslog, the base runner, over at first. Holding him there is Brandon Diekman. Skiba ready on the mound, comes home, and the breaking ball a little bit high, says the home plate umpire to Mettenberg, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Skiba delivers. There's a strike right down the middle, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Slunk has not got to the edge of that cutout yet over at first. And here's Mettenberg, a line driver right back to the netting. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2. Again, Eveslock takes that lead. Here comes Skiba's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Mettenberg out on strikes and that sweeping breaking ball, and that'll do it for Freeport here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We play two, Freeport nothing, and the Pierce Bulldogs nothing. More amateur baseball and Game of the Week coming up in 1 minute here at KASN.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, KASM.
Top of the third inning, T.J. Perks ready to face Cody Rowe, or actually ready to face Andy Leidenfrost, Derek Schomer, and then the top of the order in Craig Lupertz. And the first pitch from Perks is low for a ball, 1-0. One of the count. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline, just foul. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. TJ Ferrix delivers, and a foul tip into Brandon Sawyer's mitt. And the count, one ball, two strikes. And, boy, Frerichs just trying to paint the corner of that home plate. The home plate umpire not biting on it. And the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Here's Frerichs. His pitch a little bit low. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. TJ Frerichs kicks, delivers, and here's a chopper slowly hit to have a slog at second. Eric picks it up over to first, and a 4-3 put out. Leidenfrost out, 4-3, one down, and number nine hitter, Derek Schomer. Derek Schomer, right-handed hitter. Both these pitchers have come with their A game so far tonight. Schomer loops this one. Eveslock jumps and can't get it. And the Bulldogs get their second hit of the game. Get their number nine hitter on for the top of the order. And Craig Lupertz. This Bulldog team, 0-8 so far in the season. Sure doesn't look like it, though. They played very well here early on. So Lubert's 0-1 tonight. Bounce to third. Over to Mettenberg in his first at bat. On at first, it's Schomer. And the pitch by Frerichs a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. This Freeport team comes in to this game 5-3 on the season. They're a couple games behind Avon in their division, and a foul back and out of play by Luberts. And the count, 1-1. Schomer doesn't get a real big lead at first, and Frerichs checks him anyway. The 1-1 on its way. And a swing and a miss by Lupert. Strike two and 1-2. Boy, T.J. Frerichs took something off that pitch. Lupert's was way out in front. He was lunging at it. And the count, 1-2. Derek Schomer's lead and a swing and a miss. Lupert's out on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. And the second strikeout for T.J. Frerichs. And to the plate, Peter Schomer. Peter's got the other hit for the Bulldogs tonight. One on, two outs. Frerichs misses outside. That breaking ball came off his hand a little awkwardly. Schomer's lead again. Frerichs comes home. Fastball, one hop shot to short. Sawyer up with it, flips to second, and in time, a 6-4 putout. That'll do it for the Bulldogs. Here in the third, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We play 2.5. It's Piers nothing, and the Freeport Black Sox nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM. It's Game of the Week tonight in 1 minute.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning, Game of the Week tonight on KASM. Stick around, our post-game show. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate that he can use at either Albany or Richmond A&W. To the bottom of the third, and for the Black Sox, Cody Rose, Trevor Sawyer, and Jake Bragelman, the 8-9-1 hitters. Facing Skiba, and here's a shot by Rose to right field. This one's carrying, and it's going to go over the right fielder Schomer's head, digging for second as Cody Rose with a stand-up double. Rose got enough of it. He got it up into the jet stream, and that's the way the wind is blowing out to right field from left to right. And that ball sailed over Schomer's head. So a double. First hit of the ball game for the Black Sox, and here's Trevor Sawyer. Trevor so far tonight, his first plate appearance. Coming in at first is the first baseman, and a strike call to Trevor. He didn't show bunt at all, and 0-1 to Trevor. Brandon Dickman was in probably maybe a quarter of the way in from first, and now he backs off to play even at the bag. 0-1 the count to Trevor Sawyer. Rose at second. Sawyer, ground ball to second. He gets the job done. Good at-bat there by Trevor to move the runner to third. As he pushed it the other way, and, you know, that's as good as a bunt because Trevor's getting high fives from his teammates in the dugout. And now a runner at third base with one out and the top of the order in Jake Bragelman coming to the plate. 4-3 and a putout of Trevor Sawyer, one out. And on the mound, Skiba delivers, and here's a drive to right field. Schomer is going to have that one sail over his head and roll to the fence. That'll score Rose, and it's 1-0 Freeport on the RBI double by Jake Bragelman. First pitch, and Schomer, again, did not judge that ball very well as it sailed over his head. And a little push, too, from the wind. So a couple doubles here in the third. And the Black Sox lead 1-0. To the plate, Brian Benson. Brian 0-1 tonight. Struck out in his first at-bat. Freeport has scored a run here in the third with a one out. And the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Carter Sawyer on deck. One over the count. Skiba looks back to second. Bragelman the base runner, and Benson takes low for ball two and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Skiba comes home and inside and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Bragelman, that back foot, Benson, that back foot on the chalk line of batter's box, and four straight, a walk to Brian Benson. And here comes Carter Sawyer to the plate. First and second, one out. Carter Sawyer in his first at-bat, bounced to second. Brandon Sawyer on deck. And the pitch over the inside part of the plate, and 1-0, they say a ball. The count. Bragelman at second, over at first, it's Brian Benson. And Skiba's pitching, a swing and a miss by Carter Sawyer, a foul tip into the mitt of Teddy Daler, and the count 1-1. Muggy evening here in Freeport tonight. At 2 points still in the 70s at game time, and time was called by the home plate umpire, so no pitch ruled from Skiba. Count stays 1-1. The runners will lead from first and second. And Skiba's pitch, that'll bounce away from Teddy Daler. Has no idea where it is. It goes all the way over to the first base dugout. And finally, the first baseman retrieves it. And it was not, in a good position where base runner Bragelman could score from third yet, because he had gone to third and Benson to second. So wild pitch. That one went right off the plate, corner of the plate, and shot by Carter Sawyer and also Teddy Daler. So runners at second and third, and they'll bring that infield close to in on the grass. Carter takes high for a ball and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Skiba ready on the mound. The right-hander comes home, and ball four. They throw back to second, and Benson hustles back to second. So the bases are loaded for Brandon Sawyer. Couple walks in the inning, couple doubles in the inning. Bragelman at third, Benson at second, Carter Sawyer at first, and Brandon Sawyer, he bounced out in his first at-bat to third. 1-0, Freeport leading here in the bottom of the third inning. That infield backs up now, the middle looking for a double play ball as Brandon takes inside a ball, 1-0 from Skiba. That just about caught his left elbow. Pull back. Skiba's going to work from the windup. The right-hander delivers, and the pitch is high to Brandon Sawyer, now 2-0. Well, his first two innings, Skiba was just mowing him down, and now here in the third, struggling with the control. The 2-0, curveball high, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. The kick, the pitch, and outside, ball four, and the walk to Brandon Sawyer is going to force in run number two here in the third. So three consecutive walks, and now Teddy Dehler out to have a word with his right-hander. 2-0, Freeport leading, just one out here in the third. Coming to the plate for Freeport, Eric Eveslog. Eric, hit by a pitch, the very first pitch he saw from Skiba back in the second. And Skiba's first pitch is a strike called in 0-1. 0-1 the count. The pitch from Skiba, Eveslog, ground ball down the third baseline and foul. And now 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Back into the box, Eveslog. Here's Skiba's pitch. Curveball and another shot foul. Starting to be a collection of baseballs down the first baseline. Oh, 2 yet to Eveslog. Benson over at third, Carter Sawyer at second, Brandon Sawyer at first. Your first baseman in on the grass, and a curveball. Eric just punches this one over the shortstop's head into center field. Here comes Benson. Here comes Brandon Sawyer. Throw it to the plate, not in time, and it's 4-0 Freeport. Eveslog delivers the single that scores two. And it's a four-run inning for Freeport. Scoring was Benson and Carter Sawyer and Brandon Sawyer. Over to second goes, excuse me, that was Brandon Sawyer that ended up on second. Carter Sawyer scored. And here's a shot to right field. Isaac Sawyer lofts it to right. Catch made out there by Schomer, and nobody advancing, as that was a very shallow fly ball out to right field by Isaac Sawyer. So two outs. And Nate Mettenberg, he's the number the ninth man to bat this inning. Four runs in, runners at first and second, Brandon Sawyer at second. And a slug over at first. There's a strike called in 0-1. The count. Ooh, pitch inside to Mettenberg and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runners take their leads, four runs here in the inning, and Mettenberg loops this one to right field. Schomer coming hard, and that's going to drop in front of him. Here's Brandon Sawyer scoring. It's now 5-0 as the throw comes into the infield, and Mettenberg ends up on second base because the throw missed the cutoff. A 5-run third. And back to Cody Rose, who started it all with the double. Cody settles in the batter's box. And the pitch, a ball. Nope, and they say a strike, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. There's a pop-up over at third. In on the grass, and in foul territory, making the catch is Austin Diekman, and that'll do it for Freeport here in the third inning. But a big third inning it was, as they score five runs on one, two, three hits, four hits on four hits, five runs on four hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. So we played three, Freeport five, and the Piers Bulldogs nothing. More Game of the Week baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KAFM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the fourth inning. And the Piers Bulldogs facing T.J. Frerichs. Austin Diekman rips the first pitch he sees from Frerichs over the third baseman Mettenberg's head, and a leadoff single for the Piers Bulldogs. That is their third hit of the game. And it'll bring catcher Teddy Daler to the plate. Thanks for joining us tonight here on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, on our stream at mychasm.com. It's your Game of the Week. Here's a bunt down the first baseline by Daler. Nice bunt, and the throw to first. Not in time, as Frerichs' little flip over to Rose. Not in time, and Daler's going to beat it up for a bunt single. You know, originally we were scheduled to do tonight's Cold Spring Rockies and St. Nicholas Knicks game, but with the Cold Spring Ricori baseball team making it down to Target Field, they had some issues with enough players for each team tonight because that is part of the Ricori School District. So punch the ticket to Freeport tonight. Here's a bunt down by David Skiba. Good one. Frerichs has to come off the mound and field that, and fires to first. 1-3 on the putout, but a nice sacrifice bunt by David Skiba gets the runners to second and third. Austin Diekman over to third, to second Teddy Daler. One out, then Brandon Diekman, the first baseman. Steps into the batter's box. Brandon, so far tonight, is 0-for-1, a ground ball to short. Black Sox will keep that middle of the infield back, and here's a shallow pop-up. Actually, this is going to carry pretty good now to right field and making the catch out and right. And here comes the throw into the infield, not nearly in time, by right fielder Carter Sawyer. And that ball was up in the air a long time, and Carter got positioned pretty well on it, but he was probably medium depth out there in right center field. So scoring is Austin Diekman. It's now 5-1. On the play, Teddy Daler goes to third. And two outs. Skip Topes to the plate. Skip robbed on a hit. Nice play by Eric Eveslog back in the second. First pitch to Topes is a strike called, and 0-1. That light breeze keeps blowing from left to right here at Black Sox Park. The kick, the pitch. little bit low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike, Nate Mettenberg. He's over at third at shortstop, Ike Sawyer. Over at second, Eric Ebeslag, and at first base, Cody Rose. In left field, Brian Benson. In center field, it's Trevor Sawyer. Out in right field, Carter Sawyer. And behind the plate, Brendan Sawyer. Base runner at third, that's Daler with two outs. A run in here in the fourth. Frerichs pitch, line drive right to Ebeslag. Boy, oops, and Ebeslag got it going tonight, but another out, and that'll do it for the Piers Bulldogs. One run on two hits, no errors and one left. We played 3.5, Freeport 5, and the Piers Bulldogs won. It's our game of the week on KSM. We're back in 1 minute.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning. A 5-1 Freeport lead over the Freeport, or actually over the Piers Bulldogs, the Freeport Black Sox leading. And for Freeport batting, it'll be Trevor Sawyer. And then the top of the order in Jake Bregelman and Brian Benson. David Skiba, the starter, right-hander. His first pitch to Trevor, putting a bunt down that third base line. Nice bunt by Trevor, and he's going to beat it out as it sails to throw it as down the right field line, and Trevor's going to take that big turn, and he'll pull into second base, hitting an air, throwing air on the third baseman. Boy, that was a good bunt by Trevor Sawyer, the ultimate surprise. So runner on second, nobody out, 5-1. And at the plate, leadoff hitter Jake Bregelman. Jake, 1-for-2 tonight, had a double in his first at-bat. The pitch from Skiba is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. He was pitched. That bounces up to the plate, gets away from Daler, and Trevor Sawyer's going to take third on the play. Two balls, no strikes. Sawyer at third, nobody out. Skibo worked from the windup. And a swing and a miss by Bregelman, strike one. Two balls, one strike. First baseman in on the grass. That pitch bouncing by Daler. Here comes Trevor, going to try to score. Throw it to the plate. No, he doesn't even throw it. As Daler double clutches and doesn't come up with it. And so, wild pitch, and Trevor Sawyer has gone to third and now home on two wild pitches, and it's 6-1. So the Black Sox get that run back that they gave up in the top of the fourth, and lead by 5 again. Three balls, one strike to Bregelman, and the pitch is outside, ball 4. So for David Skiba, he walked 3 last inning. This is his fourth walk. He hit one back in the second inning. And to the plate, Brian Benson. Engelman takes a pretty nice lead over at first. Eva, quick throw, and Bregelman back safely. Thanks for joining us tonight here on KASM, where we are broadcasting from Black Sox Park in Freeport. Beautiful night weather-wise so far. We've got that sun shining across the field, casting a few shadows. Looks pretty cool. First pitch to Benson is outside of ball, 1-0. A breeze that's blowing from left to right. Actually pulling through the press box here makes it feel somewhat comfortable, even though that dew point is fairly high. Skiba working from the stretch now. And going on the pitch is the base runner Bragelman. The throw to second, not in time as he slides under that tag. Ryan Benson had shown bunt, and he pulled back from it, and that pitch was ruled a strike in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Carter Sawyer on deck. Benson back into the box. Eva ready on the mound, comes home, and there's strike two called and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Benson crouching down a little bit at the plate. Skiba comes home, and he slaps this one. Follow Benson does, just staying alive. Boy, he waited a long time on that pitch. Finally decided it was close enough to swing at, and the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The base runner out at second. That's Jake Bragelman. Nobody out here in the fourth for Freeport. Curveball. Benson lines it to left. That's a base hit. And the left fielder, that's Johnny Casper, gets it back into the infield. So for the Black Sox, that's their sixth hit of the night. Now even on the scoreboard, six runs on six hits, and here comes Carter Sawyer to the plate. Teddy Dale are going through some signals with his infield right now, just letting his middle infielders, the shortstop and the second baseman, know what they're going to do in case Benson takes off and steals. Pitch Brum, the right-hander. David Skiba's outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bragelman over at third. That's at first base. It's Benson. Skiba works from the stretch, and Sawyer, that's Carter, taking a ball. And now 2-0 to Carter. Two balls, no strikes. Pitches inside, and 3-0. Brandon Sawyer on deck. Three-0 to count. The pitch outside, ball four. So Carter has walked for the second time tonight. Second walk of the inning. Fifth in the game for David Skiba. Here comes Brandon Sawyer to the plate. Brandon picked up an RBI back in the third inning as he walked with the bases loaded. And now Brandon bats again with the bases loaded. Skiba comes home, pitch on the outside corner, strike call, 0-1. No balls, one strike. And Sawyer takes a strike on the inside corner and 0-2. Balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a little bit high from Skiba, and now 1-2. Bragelman at third. Benson at second. Carter Sawyer at first. Skiba on the mound with his first baseman in on the grass, and a swing and a miss as Brandon Sawyer's out on strikes. Okay, the first out of the inning, big strikeout for David Skiba. And facing Eric Gebeslog. Eric is one for one tonight. Was hit by a pitch and had a base hit that scored two last inning in the third when they sent 10 men to the plate. There's a chance here for a bunch more RBIs, and the first pitch a little high and tight in 1-0. Twins beating Cleveland earlier today, so that was a nice win for the Twins. Skiba's pitch, a little bit high again, and 2-0. Well, it's no strikes. One run in here in the fourth inning. It's 6-1. Freeport ground ball to deep short. Up with it is Schomer. It goes to second for one. They throw back to third, and it gets by the third baseman, but not far enough for the base runner Benson to score. Bragelman did score on the play. The force out went to second, so 6-4. And that was Carter Sawyer who was forced out. Two outs. Eric Gebeslog becomes the base runner now at first. And over at third, it's Benson. Another run came in to score. Eric Gebeslog will get an RBI there. And the breaking ball from David Skiba. Beauty, strike one. Two, Isaac Sawyer. Isaac goes 0-2 tonight. And a swing and a miss by Ike, strike two, 0-2. Ike pulling that head out as he swung and missed. 0-2 the count. Skiba ready on the mound. And a check swing. They say he went, and that'll do it. Strike three on Isaac Sawyer, and down are the Black Sox in the fourth. They come up with two runs on two hits. There was one error and two left on. Four in the books. It's Freeport 7, the Pierce Bulldogs 1. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in 1 minute here on KASM.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here we go, top of the fifth inning. Freeport Black Sox, 7 runs on 6 hits. They have not committed an error. They have left 5 on base. Pierce Bulldogs, 1 run on 4 hits. They've committed 1 error and left 3 on base. T.J. Frerich starts his fifth inning of work, and the first pitch, a ball low, and 1-0. Frerich's pitch on the way. There, strike right down the middle, and 1-1. Your Game of the Week tonight brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Here's a ground ball to Isaac Sawyer, and that's going to go off his body. It kind of slips and falls a little awkwardly, too, and that'll be a ruled an error on Sawyer. Leidenfrost reaches. And Derek Schilmer comes up to the plate. Derek so far tonight, 1-for-1. Shows bunt, ruled a strike, and 0-1. Derek, the right fielder. Seven to one, Freeport leading here in the top of the fifth. Briggs delivers him. Schomer, a fly ball to left. Coming hard and making that catch for Freeport is a left fielder, Brian Nelson, and one out. Schomer didn't get a lot on that, and Brian Benson was playing more towards that left center field gap, so he had to come a long way. One out, top of the order, Craig Lupertz. Craig so far tonight, 0-for-2. Lean Frost takes his lead, and a foul at the plate, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. This game an hour old now here as we're getting close to the 8:30 hour. Listening on AM 1150 tonight. 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and of course we broadcast to a worldwide audience at mychasm.com where you can click on our stream. Thank you for joining us tonight. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. The 0-1 pitch to Lubertz is outside, a ball, and now 1-1. Of course you can follow me on Twitter at RandyCasm. Excuse me, at Chasm Randy. It's been a long day, folks, at Chasm Randy, as Lubertz drives this to center field. Trevor Sawyer backpedaling a couple steps, makes the catch for the out, and two outs. So two down here in the fifth. And number two hitter, Peter Schomer, to the plate. Peter so far tonight, 1-for-2. Had the game's first hit back in the first. He's the shortstop, and the first pitch of ball high and outside, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ground ball to third. Mettenberg up with it. Across the diamond. Just in time. 5-3 on the putout of Schomer, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs in the fifth. No runs, no hits. One error and one left on. We played 4.5. It's Freeport 7. The Piers Bulldogs 1. It's the Chasm Game of the Week tonight here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
To the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Freeport Black Sox sending Nate Mettenberg to the plate, Cody Rose and Trevor Sawyer, the 7-8-9 hitters in this Black Sox lineup. David Skiba's first pitch is a ball low, 1-0. Black Sox shut out in the first two innings, scored 5 in the third, and 2 more in the fourth as they bat here in the fifth. Here's Mettenberg lining up the center, coming hard and not able to make the catch is Craig Lupertz, and Nate Mettenberg is 2-for-3 tonight. That'll bring Cody Rose to the plate. Cody 1-for-2. He had a double with a run scored. back in the third. Runner at first. Pitch to Rose. Ground ball to short. Schomer to second for one. Here's the relay to first. That is in time, a 6-4-3 double play, and two outs. Home plate umpire, very methodical. I just had to wait for his call at first. Two outs, and Trevor Sawyer will bat. Trevor, 1-for-2 tonight. Run scored. Had a base hit last inning, and went to second on a throwing error. Pitch bouncing up to the plate and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Steve his pitch right there on the inside corner. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Steve it delivers and Trevor follows this one back and out of play. The count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Skiba already on the mound. His pitch is high and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two to the count. High is the pitch, and now 3-2. Skiba so far tonight. He walked 3 in the third and then walked 2 more in the fourth, 5 in the ball game, and that pitch is high, make it walk number 6. So a 2-out walk to Trevor Sawyer will bring that top of the order back up, and here comes Jake Bragelman. Starting to rumble a little bit. And hear it out in the distance. Bragelman will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 0-1 to Jake. The balls, one strike. Skiba looks down to his catcher, and Bragelman drives this to left center field. Johnny Casper giving chase, and he won't get that. Sawyer digging around third. Trevor's going to come in to score, making it 8-1, and Bragelman with his second double of the game, and 8-1 now in favor of Freeport. Bragelman got all of that one, and here comes Brian Benson to the plate. Brian, on the evening, is 1-for-2 with a walk. Left-handed hitter batting with two outs, and the first pitch from Skiba's high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Skiba's pitch. There's a strike called. And one ball, one strike. Stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W a player of the game. The pitch is inside a ball, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Again, we were scheduled to do the Cold Spring Rockies game against St. Nicholas tonight, and then the Ricori baseball team made it to the championship game, so a lot of those players wanted to go down and support the Ricori baseball team, so they moved their game to next Friday night at 7:30 over at Cold Spring. Three balls, one strike to Brian Benson. Skiba's pitch right on the inside corner, and now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The The lead out at second by Bragelman, 8-1. And here's a ground ball into right field. That's a base hit. Bragelman's going to score. And it is now 9-1. RBI single there by Brian Benson. 9-1 here in the fifth inning. And Carter Sawyer coming to the plate. Carter, ground ball to first. Fielding it cleanly. There's the first baseman, Diekman, and he'll run it to the bag. The unassisted putout ends the fifth for Freeport. They come up with two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We have played 5-9-1, Freeport over the Pierce Bulldogs, and we're back in 1 minute.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, CASM.
To the top of the sixth inning we go. And the Pierce Bulldogs facing T.J. Frerichs with Austin Diekman, Teddy Daler, and David Skiba. Frerichs pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Frerichs ready on the mound. The left-hander's pitch. A little bit low, they say, in 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Burks kicks and delivers, and here's a pop-up that's just going to go foul over the first base dugout. And the count, two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. There's like a pond down the first base line. There's a strike on the outside corner. Now 2-2 to Austin Diekman. That pond eats up a number of baseballs throughout the playing season. And then that pond runs behind the scoreboard and right. Pop up over on the first base line, down the right field line, giving chase out of slot. He can't get it. That's going to land fair for a base hit. Austin Diekman putting it just where none of the Black Sox players could get it. His second hit of the ball game. Two balls, two strikes. T.J. Frerichs. Actually, that was the old count. Teddy Daler at the plate. Daler falls it back and out of play in the count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Frerichs looking down to his catcher, Brandon Sawyer. Taylor wants to bunt. Here's Sawyer's throwback to first, and they say at first. Cody Rose putting a tag on Diekman, and Cody thought he had him. One ball, one strike. Saw a little lightning off to the southwest of us here. Is that rain has given the appearance that it's moving this way. Taylor tries to bunt again, and another throw. This one from Sawyer sails down the right field line and into the corner. Diekman's going to go to second. Carter Sawyer gets it back into the infield. Second air of the ball game for Freeport. And the home plate umpire is going to call interference on the batter. So wipe the air off the scoreboard. The batter is out on interference. The runner needs to go back to first and one out. That'll bring pitcher David Skiba to the plate. David lines it to center. Trevor Sawyer has a beat on it, makes the catch for the out. Throw back into the infield, not in time to get Diekman over at first. Two outs. And Brandon Diekman to the plate. Brandon 0 for 2 so far tonight. And he drills this one down the left field line, and that one is going to go foul and out of play. And just a long strike, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 9-1 Freeport. Pitch a little bit low, a ball. And one ball, one strike. One the count. Nine runs, nine hits, and an error for Freeport. One run, five hits, one error for the Piers Bulldogs. There's a strike called, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Prerick's pitch just missing outside, and 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Two the count, two outs, one on at first. Pitch is low, nice stop by Brandon Sawyer, and now the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Frerichs. Runner goes, a fly ball down the right field line. Carter Sawyer giving chase in the corner, and that one is foul and just a long foul ball. We'll do that 3-2 over again. Diekman will make his way back to first. Chasm game of the week here on KASM. We're at Freeport tonight, Black Sox Park. Game about an hour and 20 minutes old. T.J. Frerichs ready on the mound. The left-hander kicks and delivers and a swing and a miss. As out on strikes is Brandon Diekman, and that will end the sixth for the Piers Bulldogs. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played five and a half. It's Freeport 9 and the Piers Bulldogs 1. You're listening to our Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Chrysler, we're your dealer. Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, bottom of the sixth inning. Everybody moving a little bit slow onto the field here as the clouds starting to roll in from the southwest here at Black Sox Park. Freeport leading 9-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be in the middle of their order. Brandon Sawyer, the cleanup hitter, takes a swing and fouls it to the screen, and 0-1. Brandon Sawyer and then Eric Evislog and Isaac Sawyer, the scheduled hitters here in the sixth. Right-hander David Skiba on the mound delivers, and the pitch a little bit high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Skiba's 1-1, pitch is high, and two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count. Fans enjoying the nice weather up until now. There's a curveball. That's a strike called, and 2-2. We have not had any rain thus far. The 2-2 curveball, just a little bit high from Skiba, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and high ball four, and Brandon Sawyer will walk. Actually, that was a pinch hitter. That was Bryce Stahlberger. Bryce Stahlberger was batting for Brandon. So Bryce batted for Brandon there. And Eric Evislog at the plate follows it back and out of play. Or are we going to pinch hitter? This might be Craig Meyer pinch hitting now. Craig Meyer's pinch hitting for Eric Evislog. So Stahlberger at first on the walk. There's Craig Meyer. Pitch is low and away. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Skiba's breaking ball finishes a little bit high, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Guys trying to get their games in. Need to get some games in during the year, and they do so with these at-bats. Pitch is high from Skiba, and the count now at 3-1 is the catcher Teddy Daler out to have a word with his pitcher. 9-1 our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Skiba sets himself and comes home, and a swing and a miss by Meyer, strike two, and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And a walk again. So back-to-back walks leading off the sixth inning. And it'll bring Ike Sawyer to the plate. Ike is 0-3 tonight. Struggled at times. He's got two strikeouts against David Skiba. And Ike ground ball to second. Tope spiels it. He'll go to second. They get one, and that's it. Craig Meyer goes down rather awkwardly, and he's going to come up limping. And just watching here is Ike Sawyer. See if they're going to have a pinch runner for him over at first or not. Craig Meyer coming out. Nope, Isaac will run. Meyer coming out of the game rather gingerly there. Okay, back to the lineup and Nate Mettenberg. Nate so far tonight, 2-3. And the pitch is a strike called, 0-1. One out, two on. Skiba ready. His pitch, here's a ground ball to short. Fielded there by Schomer over to second for one. The relay to first in time. And they're going to rule that a 6-4-3 double play, and that will end the Black Sox sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We have played six, Freeport nine, and the Appears Bulldogs one. Back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We make our way to the top of the seventh inning, and looks like they're going to bring the tarps out right now as the lightning has become rather bad. And so this one is going to go into rain delay, or actually severe weather delay right now, as the tarps are coming on the field here at Black Sox Baseball Park. Our score 9-1. So let's just recap some of the scoring here. Freeport got things going in the bottom of the third inning as they scored five runs. Cody Rose led it off with a double after a ground ball out. Jake Bregelman doubled, making the score 1-0. Brian Benson walked. Carter Sawyer walked, loading him up. Brandon Sawyer walked, forcing in Jake Bregelman, making it 2-0. Eric Epislog came up, and he had a base hit. That scored 2, and all of a sudden it was 4-0 after the second out, a fly ball out. Nate Mettenberg singled, making it 5-0 at that point. And the Black Sox led after 3-5-0. They scored 2 more in the fourth inning, but the top of the fourth, it was the Piers Bulldogs getting a run back in the top of the fourth as they scored on an Austin Diekman single, Teddy Daler single, and then a sacrifice bunt by David Skiba. And Brandon Diekman then a fly ball out, a sacrifice fly ball out, scoring Austin Diekman for the only run tonight for the Piers Bulldogs. Bottom of the fourth inning, Trevor Sawyer led it off with a bunt single. Jake Bregelman, actually Trevor then went to second on a throwing error, went to third on a wild pitch and came home on a wild pitch, and it was 6-0 at that point. And they're going to call it. They are calling it tonight because of the weather. This game is going official tonight as Freeport will defeat the Piers Bulldogs. This one shortened because of weather tonight. By a score of 9-1 as the lightning flying through the skies. All right, we're going to wrap it up, too, here from the press box. 9-1 your final tonight. Time to name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. And tonight, that player of the game is going to be Jake Bregelman, as Jake goes 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, a walk, 3 runs scored. Jake Bregelman, our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Congratulations, Jake. You'll get that certificate. You can enjoy it at your convenience. Jake Bregman, our player of the game. Your finals tonight, Freeport, 9 runs, 9 hits, and they committed 2 errors. And the Black Sox left seven on base for the Pierce Bulldogs. One run on five hits. They committed one error and left five on base. Again, your final score tonight. It was Freeport 9 and the Pierce Bulldogs 1. You've been listening to Game of the Week on KASM. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
All right, thank you, Randy. Congratulations to Freeport for their victory tonight. It's unfortunate that they weren't able to finish the game off regularly. The storm had to come in and ruin that. Hope Randy makes it back home safely tonight due to all the weather. As for me, this has been Scott Stevens. You've been listening to KASM Albany. Hope you all have a good night.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
Hi, I'm Diane from Cedar Lahamadou in Alexandria.
Hi, I'm Mary Kay from Sauk Center.
Hi,
I'm Judith Nemo from Osages, and I depend on AM 1150 KASM.